www.voiceamerica.org today.
Air yourself.
The talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We've got a big second hour, final hour lined up for you, and lots of your calls. Let me hit some of the news that's coming up, and we'll go right back to your calls. I was digging through a bunch of stuff we got out of storage. I always had too small of an office, so I had a bunch of storage buildings. We were moving some of them in the office, and I was looking at some of the first tapes of myself when I started out on Access TV, and I saw the dates on them. So it's now been 14 years. I hadn't really thought about it. 14 years I've been on air, looking at those dates, 14-plus years. And, you know, everything I've always covered has been government documents. I found out in 1997 that Delta Force in Houston and other areas of South Texas and North Texas and all over the country was buying off city councils, mayors, police chiefs, and paying them big briefcases and suitcases, in some cases as much as $500,000, you know, per mayor and city official. And I was like, what is that about? And I even saw it in the Associated Press. And I'd go on the air and say, you know, a super secret military team under the control of the president, Bill Clinton at the time, is paying people off. So I went and interviewed Thomas Sanchez, Emergency Management Kingsville, and Chief of Police San Antonio, L.A. Phillips. I mean, I got in the car and drove down and interviewed him, put him on my local TV show, and then on the radio show. And people would call in and say, you've made this up. The military's not sneaking around paying people off. And I'd say, well, here's the Associated Press. Here's the interview. And let me play the audio of the police chief. They'd say, oh, it's not real. And now the New Yorker magazine has broken a bunch of news concerning this. So I want to go over that after we take some calls. But on every issue I cover, most of it is in government documents or legislation or even mainstream news. It just doesn't get any attention. We try to give it attention and connect the dots. Now, in my film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, put out in 2007, I go over many of the 200-plus declassified instances where the U.S. government admits, I mean, this is congressional testimony, they admit it, that they blow up buildings, blow up school buses all over the world, things that will upset people, to blame it on their enemies. And then last year, WikiLeaks came out, and mainstream news reported on it, an Army field manual we've read on air, where they teach Army captains in black ops, in black operations, secret operations, one of their main tools is stage terror, false flag, and they teach them how to do that. A good Hollywood example of this, based on kind of a composite of some true stories, but it's based in, you know, based on true stories, but a fiction, The Quiet American by Graham Greene, where the CIA guy is, you know, the CIA in southern Vietnam is staging terror attacks to blame it on the communists. And the Pentagon's argument is, well, you know, the Russians, they stage terror attacks and blame it on us, so we've got to do it too. And then that's how you become totally evil, by saying, oh, I'll become my enemy to fight them. And so when I talk about this, I'm only covering what's admitted. I mean, do you understand that? Do you understand there's Operation Northwoods to bomb U.S. ships, bomb D.C., hijack jets by remote control, commits sniper attacks all over the country and blame it on the Russians? ABC News, Baltimore Sun, just Google Operation Northwoods. I mean, all I'm covering is real stuff. Now, I did go on the air 2 months before 9/11, and I said they're going to stage terror attacks probably on the World Trade Center. You can just Google Alex Jones predicts 9/11. You can hear the radio show and the TV show. You can watch it. There's millions of views on the web of it, on Google and YouTube and everywhere else. There's a new film out, the selection of South by Southwest, the documentary film of the year by the Independent Film Channel called New World Order. And they have the clips of me in there talking about that. Well, I went on air a couple months ago and I said Obama's agenda is going to stall, even before he was sworn in, but when he was elected. And I said, people are going to find out this guy's a globalist, and I'm going to tell you right now, the way they're setting up the military to police America, the way this has all been geared up under, you know, the last four or five administrations, it's all coming to a head. They're going to make their move now. They're going to stage a huge Reichstag event to bring in martial law. And I have police sending me secret state police documents the feds make for them, and we've covered that. I mean, they're really getting ready. I have to give credit where credit's due because I've really criticized this guy a lot, and I'm still listening during the break to the larger clip. You know, he's claiming that Obama, you know, works for the Muslims or something, is going to get us and going to fool Rahm Emanuel and all these people, and that he's going to set up a dictatorship. So he'll admit the New World Order but claim the Muslims run it. If you believe that, you need your head fixed. You'd have to believe the military is run by the Muslims. But this is a big deal when I think the fourth biggest radio host in the country says something like this. And we're going to play the whole clip. We're just going to play a short clip. If you want to see it, you can just Google New World Order Agenda Exposed. Listen carefully on YouTube. And you can hear him say this. But here's just a quick clip of it. I mean, is he turning into Alex Jones? Here it is.
You know, I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship and a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country.
All right. Okay, there you go. You can watch the rest of the clip. I'm going to have this linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as soon as possible. In fact, guys, here's my iPhone. It's got Kurt Nemo's number in it. You know how to get it? Get that? I want you to call him right now and please ask him to post this. I think Watson's over in England. He probably went to bed. I've been keeping him up all weekend anyways with Obama promotion stuff. Here you go. I just turned it on for you. It'll take a minute to boot up. Look, this isn't a game or a joke. It's not patty cake time. It's not fun to be Alex Jones. It's not fun to know this stuff. It is very, very serious, and I have a lot of sleepless nights. That's how I can work 18 hours a day, because I know my family, my children, none of us, you and you out there listening, have any future if we don't stop this. I told you they would stage terror attacks, blame it on Muslims, and then set up a police state, which they would then swing around against the American people. And they're now teaching every police department and the news that the American people are going to attack them, and that Homeland Security isn't for Al-Qaeda. And that NORTHCOM is to fight the American people, and the Army War College has said it, and the Army has announced it. It is official. Okay? Now, I'm sorry if you don't want to believe that. The facts are the facts. You know, we're not five-year-olds where we can imagine, you know, whatever we want to be true, and then that's supposedly true. The only way to turn this around is if you get educated out there. And I'm talking to those that have laughed at me over the years. I mean, look at this article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com he wrote yesterday in conjunction with myself. Cheney assassination unit still active under Obama, including domestically. See, Cy Hirsch, through the left-right paradigm, he'll report on everything Bush did and then act like it's just Bush and now we're okay because Obama's here. Well, you understand they're working together behind the scenes and that they're just front men. You understand how deadly dangerous all of this is because these assassination teams are being used in the U.S., the military covertly is running every major city. This week I saw a bunch of mainstream news articles we covered on the show. We posted them on the site, linked to them, where they're announcing, oh, the Army's putting officers, military, regular Army in all major police departments as liaison officers. Oh, the Marines are out at DWI checkpoints. Oh, at the shooting in Alabama, regular Army went out on the streets. And I had the Army colonel on admitting it. Total violation of posse comitatus. So it's all there on record. Cheney assassination unit still active under Obama, including domestically. But they keep doing this left-right bait and switch of folks thinking the president's running something instead of the real power behind the throne, the bankers who need to be arrested. But they have to have a police state and martial law so that you can never bring them to justice. That's the whole point. Criminals want tyranny so they can get away with their crimes. And they use people in the military to carry it out in every case. Revelations of a political assassination unit, which reported solely to Dick Cheney, was in operation during the Bush administration, are absent the fact that the unit in question, the Joint Special Operations Command, has been active for decades, has been deployed domestically in the United States, we have links to mainstream news on that, has killed U.S. citizens, and is an integral part of Barack Obama's expanded wars in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Seymour Hersh dropped a bombshell when he told the University of Minnesota audience on Tuesday that the Joint Special Operations Command is an executive assassination ring, essentially, and has been going on and on and on, Hirsch stated. Under President Bush's authority, they've been going into countries, not talking to the ambassador or the CIA station chief, and finding people on a list and executing them and leaving. That's been going on in the name of us all. And then he went on to admit they're also operating in the U.S. All right, I'll finish up with this and go directly to your calls on the other side of this quick break. But they'll expose the Republicans now that they're out of power, not expose the fact that Obama is actually accelerating all this. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, what's happened is for 14 years, myself and others prominently have been exposing the entire globalist agenda with precision. See, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not somebody covering the abominable snowman and flying saucers and Planet X. The mainstream media always gives attention to all the, I don't want to call them kooks, they're just dreamers, kind of science fiction writers who, you know, write science fiction books and call it reality. That isn't me, folks. Every time you tune in, what do you hear? News, documents, articles, legislation. That's what you get here. I study how the world really works. And the fact that Limbaugh now has to admit they're setting up a one-world government, he's been doing that every day now. People are sending me the clips after saying it didn't exist for years. the fact that Glenn Beck's having to say it, the fact that Michael Savage is saying the government's going to stage terror attacks, that Obama's going to do it, that is incredibly bold, and that's true. That's true, and I think a lot of these guys are beginning to realize they're not top man on the totem pole, and this New World Order is real, and they have no future if they don't stand up. And, you know, there's no words to describe how big this radio show is getting, how much it's exploding. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and talk about I'll talk about the Obama deception. I got some new breaking news for you on it, my new film, in the next segment. Let's go to calls right now, or I'll never get to everybody. Scott in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud? I'm 100% behind you. I'm actively awaiting the Obama deception in my mailbox so I can burn copies to the other end of the earth with it. I have one suggestion, a couple of suggestions. I need a banner that is your Obama deception poster with him with the mask and his hand on his chin, some kind of a banner I can buy like Architects and Engineers so I can go out on the street.
I thought you meant a web banner. You know, we've got some web banners folks can grab and put out.
Yeah.
It's just we don't have the funds or the personnel or the people to make a bunch of banners and mail them out.
Give me a PDF so I can go to a print shop and print something like that. But anyway.
No, I did tell my guys a month ago, and our graphics people, we've just been so busy it hadn't been done yet. Write a note, guys, to give the graphics people that we need to have a banner page, a promotions page, an activism page.
Absolutely.
Now is the time to have banners and PDFs and things people can print off. You're absolutely right, sir.
Okay. And anyway, everybody needs to go to ronpaul.com. The audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207, there's a letter there. You can write your congressman and send that out an email to everybody. He needs to keep doing that because Ron Paul is...
Well, I mean, think about 2 weeks ago, Senator Sanders says, tell me where the money went, and private Fed chief Ben Bernanke said no.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fight they can't win if the people just stand up and say, yes, bankers, you will tell us where the money went.
Oh,
I mean, we're not the radicals demanding
this. That disgusting picture of Volcker, Greenspan, and Paulson all sharing a joke together on your website.
I know, it's disgusting. Good to hear from you. Matt in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I watched the Obama session. It was awesome. And my favorite part, I think, was when you name all the people in the Obama administration, they're in CFR, Bilderberg Group, and
we show how one group of CFR, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and we show their quotes from their own publications where they say they want to destroy America and bring up world government, so we first document who the groups are. We show how one group of them leave as Bush leaves, and a whole other group comes back in. It's just a revolving door.
Right. I'm calling here from the home of the slaves in Missouri where the MIAC strategic report you've been talking about is from. And I talked to Representative Guest Staff on Friday, and you actually had on your show about H.R. 13, our sovereignty bill here.
Yeah. Recap for listeners, though. It's a federally written document. All the states have it. This just came out of Missouri, this copy. We got it out of California, too, saying basically all Americans that love freedom are bad. The American flag is bad. I'm not kidding, folks. It's up on InfoWars. All Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists. It's just unbelievable. So you told the state rep that we've interviewed about it. What did he say?
I asked him if they had seen it, and that he had, and he was obviously disturbed as well as he falls into this also because he has also introduced legislation in here to stop the North American.
That's right. It says it doesn't exist, and you're insane if you're against it and a terrorist. Yeah, let's get the Missouri reps back on. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's Jim Guest. And he also confirmed that it's, you know, independently, as you have also, that it's real. And...
Well, of course it's real. We've called and listed the name of the state police. We called them and they confirmed it's real, but so they won't come on.
Right. And I guess they also stated that I asked them, you know, where this originated from or when it started. And I guess it actually started was initiated under the previous governor, Matt Blunt, who I thought was a little bit better about this. If you recall, he's also the one that said that the Obama, you know,
were fascist when they said that it's illegal to criticize Obama in Missouri. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just amazing. Good to hear from you. Good idea. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Great to speak with you.
Good to speak to you.
Alex, you know, I originally called in today. When I called, I had in mind to ask you, I have a what I think is a good argument against the legality of the individual states, residents of the 50 states, having to pay the federal income tax. We'll save that one for another time because, you know, since I have that idea and I've been listening to you over the last half hour, 20 minutes, you've mentioned a few things, just shows me true lateness of the hour where they seem to have their buttons all in a row, so to speak, and they're ready to push them. Everything's in place. I was wondering if you could extrapolate for me briefly your knowledge in two areas. The first one would be what's keeping them from moving. The second one would be what, in your estimation at this point, at this late date and time, relative to the full development of their cage for humanity on the various levels of their entrapment and enslavement of humanity. Is there a significant, to your knowledge, Alex, element within the military and in the police? I know we have the Oath Keepers. That was beautiful. I'd love to hear that. Will it spread fast enough in your estimation? I know you're trying to make it happen and do everything that you can to do that, and as well as the state legislatures being more and more informed. And I believe that you've been informing all the way up the line. I've had that picture. I've been listening to you about two and a half years, and I've always just had that general picture in my mind when it comes to your audience of just us common folks out here. But I think you've filtered up as well and to people.
Are you kidding? I mean, Bruce Willis was a big neocon until he saw my film. Rick Linkletter's on record. And he made a film with him here in Austin 2 years ago, and Rick came on my show and said, we've woken up Bruce Willis, and then people didn't believe it. And Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair he knows there's a new world order that killed Kennedy and is running everything.
Yes.
And that he doesn't like either political party now. Look, that is a – and I had Chuck Norris on saying I woke him up Friday. I mean, we're waking everybody up here. I mean, they show clips of our films and the Japanese diet. You know, in their government. I mean, we've got the Japanese government. I can have former German defense ministers on. We've woken up. I mean, it's scary, the responsibility we have. We have the world's eye. And it's just a lot of pressure. I'll tell you that right now. To try to do the best job I can to try to maintain my energy level. I've never been involved in South by Southwest because... But Independent Film Channel asked me to go out and do some promotions this weekend and Friday. And, I mean, I've just probably done 20, 30 newspaper TV interviews since then, and I'm just zonked right now. But, look, you're asking about – well, the caller asked a bunch of big questions. Why haven't they executed their new terror operation yet? And will we be able to stop them? I'll answer that when we get back and take your calls.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I'm not whining when I say I've probably done 30 interviews the last 3 or 4 days with newspapers, TV, PBS, Independent Film Channel, Wired Magazine, on and on and on. For 4 days, one of the chief writers at Politico, which is huge, tried to get a hold of me, and I never got back with him. He was like calling people in England, my webmaster, trying to get me Saturday night. And I called him right after he filed the story, and it's out today. But we're quoted all in the big headline story at Politico right now. This just came in. Bilderberg's excited conspiracist. And it just goes through it all here. And it says, one popular website, PrisonPlanet.com, greeted the nomination with the headline, Obama picks Bilderberg for health secretary. I haven't had time to read the whole article yet. It's very lengthy. And it goes on here to say, it talks about the secret meeting that the Obama deception covers. It documents all of that as we show how Obama literally had the reporters locked on a plane, said he was getting on board to go to Chicago, advertised he was going there, locked him on the plane at Dulles, 2 miles, 3 miles away from Bilderberg meeting this year, and then he pulled in with Hillary and they had their secret meeting. And they admitted it was a secret meeting on the news, but then lied about where it was in Georgetown and other places in D.C. But so we actually got some credit there for breaking that. This is big news, folks. Politico is as big as the New York Times now in the political news coverage. And they cover Infowars.net here. Boy, I tell you, this is just amazing coverage they gave us. Man, I dropped the ball missing this one. But I mean, I miss these interviews constantly. I can't work this hard. I can't keep track of it anymore. I'm supposed to go do more media interviews tonight, and I'm about to collapse, folks. And you know, then I've got the callers calling in asking me incredibly important questions. And again, I could spend 5 hours answering the question with detail and facts and proof of saying, you know, they've got their whole New World Order set up, their police state grid, their surveillance grid in place. When will they launch the next big stage terror attack? Alex, and why haven't they pulled the trigger yet? And then will we be able to stop them? I mean, those are just such weighty questions. Oh, I'm trying to answer that question. It's just questions that important. I don't want to not do justice to them by giving it a half-detailed question. I'm about to say something else. But look, they do stunts. They don't just stage terror attacks. They do stunts, Madison Avenue package stunts like Obama. The great leftists to repudiate Bush and fix everything and save everybody. And as soon as that hype wears down, as soon as, whether it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years, as soon as his approval rating starts dropping down to about 50, that's when the globalists will stage terror attacks as the new stunt to get everybody hyped up and emotional and going along with the agenda. You know, the big stunts they're launching now are Obama and the world economic crisis they've engineered, saying the solution, the economy won't get better until you accept a new bank of the world that you pay your taxes directly to. And if the world accepts that, which they're now proposing in every major publication in the world, I mean, everything. I mean, just thousands of articles. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Newsweek. Meanwhile, there were, I'm not kidding, probably 30 articles that I've seen in the last 3 days attacking me in mainstream news saying I'm delusional and world government doesn't exist. When I was walking out of my main office today, I just saw this laying there on the desk. We need a bank of the world, Newsweek. The financial crisis is global and only international central bank can deal with it. And you read the article, it calls for world government run by the banks. And then there's all these other publications saying I'm crazy, it doesn't exist. And it's kind of scary to have this much mainstream media paying attention to me and attacking me. Politico doesn't. I scanned over, it looks pretty fair. I don't. That's even more scary. You know, will we beat these people? Will we stop them? We got a good chance of it because we planted all these seeds. We detailed what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, and our proof. And so when I open the phones up now, especially on the weekday show because there's more phone lines and people can get in, well, you hear it. Every day police call in. You'll even hear the squad car, you know, radio going off. They're like, yeah, I know they're training us for martial law and mass graves and we don't like it. And then I have city officials on, and I have people on, you know, who are FEMA's getting them ready for it. I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger, but we're held hostage by the bankers. They've got the police state martial law gun to our head. So I don't know. Okay, I want to go to your calls, but on the Obama deception, listen to me very, very carefully, please, and don't take what I'm about to say for granted. Don't take this information I'm about to put out for granted. Okay? We got a lot of threats and a lot of stuff happened early last week that was clear evidence that the establishment was going to try to shut down our main servers so that I couldn't put the Obama deception out this evening with the set premiere time of 6 p.m. Central when the show ended. March 15th, the people strike back, the Obama deception. So I launched it Wednesday night. Within 24 hours, it was number one on YouTube and Google. Number one video. They then knocked us off the top spot and just took us completely out of the ratings because they can't. These things are bigger than national television. When you're on the front page of Google and YouTube, when you're number one, it's a domino effect. Like Loose Change getting over 100 million views on Google documented in a two-year period. They had to knock us out. They did. They expunged it. It's still there. It's just not on their main page. Okay? Now, I put the film out. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv for members in high quality. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Burn it to DivX disc. Great activism. Get it out to everybody. The DVDs, the super high quality that everybody should have the Obama deception, start shipping tomorrow. Get them at InfoWars.com, and that's the way to see it. Now, with horror, I noticed by Thursday morning hundreds of copies of the Obama deception all over the Internet. Now, I was pleased that it was ripped everywhere. I knew that would happen. That was my plan. But in horror, people were so excited to get it up quick that they uploaded it in low quality to YouTube and Google. Everybody did this because that meant theirs got up first. You understand it takes more time to upload it in high quality. So the horrible encodes, totally ugly, looks like, you know, 2000 quality video, whereas it's almost DVD quality on some of the downloads we've got at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, if you're going to spend 2 hours watching something, folks, have a little respect for yourself and us and buy the thing. We want it to go virally for free to everybody, but it is not as effective looking like total crud with pixels all over it. So I was just completely disgusted with that. But a great channel who's got a director channel, meaning you can put more than 10-minute clips up, Change Da Channel on, that's his handle, on YouTube. Millions of views on, his videos have been viewed millions of times, the ones he posts. He posted the Obama deception. It is the best encode I've ever seen on YouTube. I mean, it is a crystal clear encode on YouTube. And I've told Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson this morning I made the decision. Though this will financially devastate us, I don't even care anymore, folks. I'm posting on the front page of InfoWars and Prison Planet the really good, high-quality copy of the Obama deception. Now the psychology behind this is then people say, you know, here's a film cost me $100,000 to make. And the day it's released, I put it out for free. So please don't take that for granted, folks. You understand, I'm doing this because they're going to stage more terror and bring in complete martial law. They're now announcing NORTHCOM, troops on the streets, FEMA camps, the American people are terrorists. Even Michael Savage is admitting the government's going to stage a terror attack for martial law. People in the know understand this is real. Do you read me? This is not about me being a filmmaker or people liking me. I don't care. You know, if this new world order wasn't coming down on us, folks, I'd be a farmer or a rancher. I mean, I like to piddle around in the yard. I like to be out in the outdoors. I like to camp. I like to jog every morning, lift weights. I don't even do that. And I'm a big fat blob because of it, because all I do is work. I hardly see my children. I do this because I'm totally and completely dedicated to this fight. And I've made this film. Kurt Nemo posted a nice review out of a New York publication for the Obama deception. And in that, at InfoWars.com, a review of the Obama deception is what it's called, top story. In there is the link to the high-quality YouTube. Now, the problem is there's cruddy copies with hundreds of thousands of views apiece, hundreds of them. And the super high-quality has like 10,000 views. Let's make it number one so when folks Google the Obama deception, that's all they see. But for that to happen, it's got to get more views. So, InfoWars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and, of course, antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today, you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget our free podcast. Over 130,000 people. It grows every week. Downloading it each day for free, 6 days a week at Infowars.com. And don't forget that I also have the weekday show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come in here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated transmission, the final edition. Right now, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. It takes you about a minute to sign up, $5.95 for a monthly membership. See my live TV show where I simulcast weekdays, Jason Burmuth, 9 to midnight at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting with Genesis. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. Get all my films in super high quality. No hunting around or finding cruddy ones all over the web. Prisonplanet.tv and the Obama Deception is up there in super high quality for you right now. Or order the best quality you can get, the high quality DVDs at Infowars.com, and also support this filmmaker so I can make more films. So please purchase it at Infowars.com or see it in high quality online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. For those that can't afford it or those that want to see it in decent quality, we have one up there in that review of the film. It says review of the Obama Deception, and right there is the documentary. And it's the best quality out there we've seen on the web for free. That's why I'm pointing you at it. There's all these cruddy copies everywhere. Please, folks, make this the number one copy of Obama Deception, because there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens with hundreds of thousands of views apiece. Millions and millions of people have seen it in 3 or 4 days, and it's just total crud. It's driving me up the wall. So please make the Change the Channel copy up there that's free at Infowars.com. We'll post it as the top video. Everybody, this is the big premiere night. Watch it for free or get the DVD or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I suggest you do that because the value is just amazing. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in April, and just thousands of pieces of media there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go to Ingrid in Las Vegas. Ingrid, you're on the air.
Thanks.
Yes.
Love you and listen to you every day. Do you remember back in August I called you because my friend and me got pulled over by the cops because of...
Yes, it was the Ron Paul sticker. And didn't you shoot video of that in Las Vegas and put it on YouTube?
You posted on Infowars. And some of the comments that we got were really upsetting. People said that we made...
Well, that's because they teach the police that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists because you love America. We have the secret government documents.
So now I'm called a terrorist. That's about the worst thing you can be called. That's worse than a murderer.
No, because we know the bankers are the criminals. They're the real criminals, the real terrorists.
Yes.
And but so they've got to say we're the terrorists.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry about this.
Well, they're losing the fight right now. Look at how everybody's starting to wake up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ingrid, so the cop pulls you over. There's video of it. Thank God you had a camera. He starts your evil Ron Paul sticker. How dare you?
Yeah, and the Infowars sticker also.
How dare you be informed?
The stickers are still on the car.
Well, pretty soon they're going to have to say we're all terrorists. I mean, you know.
I know. This is crazy. It's absolutely insane. We are not terrorists.
Hey, good to hear from you. Yeah, I need to, well, I should ask her the name of the video. I know we posted it when she posted it on YouTube, but I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, Ron Paul stickers, you're Al-Qaeda. But I mean, now Chuck Norris is on our side. Now Michael Savage is saying the government stages terror attacks. I mean, everybody's waking up. I mean, are they terrorists too? Let's go ahead and talk to Max in Michigan. You're on the air, Max.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say I really like that video, though, about Inception. I think it's going to help definitely break down the boundaries between the left and the right.
Yeah, it doesn't attack him from a phony right-wing perspective. It shows he's a front man for the bankers.
Yeah, and I see the whole argument being a lot harder after this video really gets big of, you know, the New World Order being this good, you know, system to run to. I see people really going to be waking up from this film and realize that the New World Order is, you know, a one-world banking system that is going to drag America down, you know.
Absolutely. And this film exposes how they orchestrated the economic crisis and are bringing in world government. And we show Henry Kissinger admitting that Obama's going to set up world government. And we have the troops admitting that the Pentagon's ordering them to set up martial law. It is all documented in the film. Thank you, sir, for the support. Corey in Denver, Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling. I put on, I just signed up for the Prison Planet and just did that 2-day, you know, when you announced that you were going to release Obama Deception, I had to get it before the FBI got it, you know. So I got that on my external hard drive, and I'm going to burn a bunch of DVDs. I go to a film school out here, so I'm 20, I'm a young guy, and I'm just trying to spread the word out to all my fellow filmmakers, and I'm making my own films, trying to support you and going down that path.
Good.
But, yeah, I just want to let you know, some of the bands that I listen to, the recent CDs that they've been putting out, pretty much track for track, every lyric and every word is about the New World Order.
No, I know. I mean, we talked to Muse. They wear my T-shirts on stage,
yeah,
on worldwide TV. Radiohead, just huge band after huge band now are listening to the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, Slipknot's new album is All Hope Is Gone, and
No, they're big. I'm not particularly like their whole angle myself because it's pretty dark stuff. But they invited Burmese out to their show a few weeks ago in Austin. They're big fans.
Yeah, they definitely have a message to be spread. August brings.
Motley Crue are big fans. I mean, there's basically anybody we ever talked to knows about the New World Order.
Definitely catching the younger demographic, and I love hearing that. You know, and
Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order. Let me tell you who else knows about the New World Order. Willie Nelson. Jesse Ventura, I mean, I could just go on for hours.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I just wanted to say good job on the movie. I saw it, and I'm telling all my friends about it. So good job on that. And I just wanted to say, you know, the big thing now, I guess, is the bird flu and getting your immune system boosted up. So
absolutely. But listen, what's going to make this film unstoppable is you. Spread the word about the Obama deception. It is now out. And get the super high-quality DVD. It's just so crystal clear, so professionally done. Order the hard copy at InfoWars.com. That is, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Folks always say, I don't give them a warning, I just blurt the number out. Grab a pen and paper, folks. The point is, get the DVD. Have screenings at your home. Have parties, viewing parties. Show them this. Say, hey, this exposes Bush and Obama. Explain to liberals, hey, they're setting Obama up as their front. He'll take the blame for their agenda. This is not a Obama film as much as it is exposing the real agenda. They got to see the Obama deception. Help us get it out to everybody. You are unstoppable if you take action. It's already in one day the number one video on YouTube and Google. So they took it off the main page. That's because they're scared. They're scared of this. Tim in Austin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just watched the Obama Deception. Awesome, awesome movie. Everybody needs to get it immediately. There's a great timing on getting it out. People will probably think it's a little earlier before he puts the whole plan into effect, but great timing because the plan may shut down some of that distribution here shortly. Two quick questions. Time is short. Why is Ron Paul not suing these scum in Missouri who are naming him as a terrorist? Why is that not some kind of defamation suit?
Well, I just talked to Ron Paul the day before this broke. We had him on this week. And I know people have talked to his office. They weren't even aware of it. And I need to get a hold of him. I've just been real busy myself, and he's very busy.
I should file a personal lawsuit myself. I'm opposed to RFID. I'm opposed to and they lump us as white supremacists. This should be.
They say anybody that's against the North American Union is a white supremacist that wants to kill police. And they say if you have a libertarian sticker, you're basically a terrorist. And then that's why the police are harassing everybody. They want to make.
Where it came from?
The FBI and the feds wrote it, and every state has it.
And can we target somebody who's liable for this defamation?
Well, it's criminal for the government to be putting out secret propaganda to police demonizing the American people. That's why they say it's secret in the document, because they know they get in a lot of trouble for this. Brett in Montana. Brett, you're on the air.
Hey, sir. Thanks for having me on again. Great job on your new film. And I have it on my MySpace page, and I plan on burning copies of it as soon as I can. What I wanted to talk to you about today was in the past you've talked about breaking up the family, and I know exactly what you're talking about. It's made a lot of problems between my wife and I.
The government textbooks say they want to break up the family, and the sitcoms and dramas have these messages to get men and women to fight with each other. It's horrible.
It is. One of the she's having a hard time talking about all this, and it gets into heated discussions, and she just doesn't want to believe sometimes, but I think she's starting to wake up.
Well, good. Keep it up. I'm sorry to hang up on you, but we're just out of time. Jeff, Noah, Brian, David, call me back next time. We'll put you to the head of the line. We are just out of time. Folks, tonight is the official premiere of the Obama deception. Go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95. Download all my films, burn them to disk, put them on your hard drive. Super high quality. It's almost DVD quality at prisonplanet.tv. See it the way it's meant to be seen at prisonplanet.tv, or call toll free to order the highest quality DVD, 888-253-3139, or again, infowars.com. To get the hard copy there on the Secure Online Video Bookstore Shopping Cart. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of here until tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time, but I'll see you back here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. The people only need to be warned. They know something's rotten in the state of Denmark. It is up to you to tell them and to warn them. Now, everybody, watch the Obama deception right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, or watch the medium quality one for free at InfoWars.com. There are no excuses. Everyone, watch the Obama deception tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.